Thiago Glory.
弟兄姐妹们平安。谢神再一次有机会和大家一起在这里敬拜神。
Thanks Lord that I have another chance to be here worship God with us, with everybody else.
罗马书把基督教的信仰阐释得非常的清楚。
The chapter Romans, the book of Romans, have interpreted the belief of Christians very clearly.
他以实际的词句来探讨几个非常重要的论点。
Use very practical words to discuss the main points.
哇，信心与行为，律法与恩典。
Talk about the belief and the actions and also the laws and the grace.
许多人因为读罗马书而经历了生命的转折点。
Many people have made their turning point after finishing Book of Romans.
像罗马书帮助马丁路德发现单凭信心称义的真理。
So the Book of Romans has helped Martin Luther to realize we're justified by faith.
因此就带来了宗教改革。
So that comes the revolution of the religion.
后来因为马丁路德对罗马书的诠释又使约翰卫斯理的心里感到异乎寻常的温暖。
So this book also brings the warmth through this towards the Roman Catholics rulings.
后来也带来了历史上另外一次的大复兴。
That brought in another awakening of the Christians.
如果你盼望自己灵性能够更新，我想来读罗马书应该是一个很好的一个开始。
It will be a very good beginning if you want to have a spiritual awakening.
今天我们思想的这一段经文告诉我们，基督徒必得进入荣耀里。
Today we're going to look at that the Christians will definitely go glory.
因为神实现他预定计划的次序中最后的一步就是得荣耀。
Because the last step for God to fulfill his plan is to glorify.
这是在神既定的目的中是必须要实现的。
This has been predefined and it will happen.
从28节到34节讲到父神的保证。
From the verse 28 to 30, it talks about the guarantee of God.
他帮助我们，他爱我们。
He helps us, he loves us.
他把自己和万物都赐给我们。
He gave us himself and everything else.
又称我们为义。
Also justify us.
不断为我们的祈求。
And interceding for us continuously.
从35节到39节讲到基督不停止爱我们。
From verse 35 to 39, it talks about Jesus continue to love us.
任何东西都不能让我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
Nothing will separate us from God's love.
所以神预定我们最终要得荣耀是必定要实现的。
That is the reason that God has predefined that we will be glorified.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主，我们感谢你，你把你的计划启示在圣经当中让我们知道。
Lord, we thank you that you have revealed your plan through the Bible.
主，你帮助我们用信心来仰望你。
Lord, please help us to look upon you with our faith.
虽然我们在今生有苦难，
although we have encountered many adversities,
但是我们知道最终我们要得荣耀。
We know eventually we'll give glory.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us.
感谢祷告奉主的名。
We pray, we thank you, and in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们首先来看父神的保证。
First, we're going to look at the guarantee of the Lord.
我们 这是在28节到34节这一段经文。
That's the verse 28
to 34. 28到30节是讲到预定。
28 to 30 is talking about predestiny.
28节说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Verse 28 said, We know that in all things God works for the good of other, well, those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
这是对一个爱神的人的应许。
This is the promise for those who love God.
我们都知道今天我们所生存的这个世界当中，罪恶充满在这个世界上。
We know in today's world there's been, evil is full, is everywhere.
我们难免会遭遇到患难。
It is inevitable that we will encounter the troubles.
患难本身是没有什么益处的。
So the trouble itself actually has no good.
就好像今天，假如苦难来，我们老是定睛在自己的苦难上，就我们就不能从这个苦难当中得到益处。
For example, if we encounter the troubles, if we focus on the troubles itself, we couldn't get out, we will not benefit from the trouble.
可能也不能从这个苦难当中走出来。
It's also hard for us to get away from it.
但是我们如果肯专心仰望神所能成就的工作，
However, if we can focus on the works that the God can achieve,
我们就能够在神里面来支取丰富的资源。
So we can get a resource, the rich resource from God.
我们就能在苦难中变得刚强。
We will be stronger, among the troubles.
神能够改变每一个环境。
God can change every environment.
神在万事上，不论是好事或坏事，他都可以做工。
God have works on everything, good or bad.
神可以弥补原来是坏的事情，使他们变成好事。
God can convert those what is bad into good.
就好像创世纪50章20节记载。
Just like in the Genesis chapter 50 verse 20.
那是约瑟对他的哥哥们所说的。
Joseph told his brothers.
说从前你们的意思是要害我。但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
约瑟的哥哥们仇恨自己的兄弟所做的行为，被神用来拯救以色列人、拯救埃及人，以及所有各国来埃及买粮食人的性命。
The brothers of Joseph, they hated Joseph. However, God has utilized that hatred to save those people, not only Israelites, also the Egyptians, all the nations who are in need of food.
这些人当时他们都面临了饥荒。
So all those peoples, they are facing the very bad, famine.
但是因着约瑟在埃及的七个丰年中，他大量的囤积了多余的粮食。
Because Joseph has stored many grains while during the harvest years,
以致救了许多人的性命。
That action actually saved many lives.
万事都互相效力。
Everything works in God's intent.
叫爱神的人得益处。
It's also for the good for those who love him.
这个应许不是给所有的人的。
This promise is not for everyone.
这个应许只给那些爱神又蒙召跟随他计划的人。
This promise is for those who follow God and also be called on him.
叛逆神的人不能期望生命中一切事情都有美好的结果。
So those people who are rebellious to God should not expect the good outcomes.
爱神的人专心仰望神所要成就的工作。
For those who love God and focus on the God's commands.
神所想成就的益处是属灵的。
So what's the good about God accomplishment is spiritual.
也是永恒的。
It's also eternal.
好预备我们接受未来的荣耀。
So prepare us to be part of the future glory.
所以叫爱神的人得益处，也就是得到属灵的益处。
So that is for the good of those who love him, and that is also for the spiritual good of those who love him.
更具体的来说，得益处就是得以效法他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
More specifically, for the good is to mimic, to follow the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
以致可以过一个美善的属灵生活。
So we can have a wonderful spiritual life.
这也是神预先定下的旨意。
This is the God intend what is has predefined.
就像29-30节所说，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
That is in verse 20-29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those who called, he also justified. He justified, he also glorified.
这两节经文很清楚地告诉我们，神的预定是根据神的预知。
So these two verses tells us that the God's predefined is because God foreknew.
有些人怀疑神的预定。
So some people are question about God's predestination.
那么说，既然是神的预定，那人的信与不信，传与不传，好像都不要紧了吗？
So if God has already planned about this, so believe or not, or preach or not, maybe it doesn't matter anymore.
因为反正都已经预定了。
If everything has been planned,
我不去传，如果他预定是要得救，他最终是要得救的。
So if I don't preach about that, that person has been predefined to be a believer, and he will believe by himself or herself.
在新约书信中提到神的预定很多。
There are many places that have been mentioned the God destination.
但是我们必须注意，讲预定最多的是使徒保罗。
Actually, disciple Paul has talked about that a lot.
哥林多前书二章七节，他说，从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, now we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began.
以弗所书一章五节又说，神又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In the Ephesians, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
保罗讲预定讲的最多。
Paul talked about the destination a lot.
但是保罗从不认为人可以不必信主。
However, Paul did not believe that people can believe without preach.
保罗从不认为不必向人传福音。
He doesn't believe that people will not seek and believe.
相反的，保罗正是最热心传福音的人。
On the contrary, Paul is the is the disciple who is very eager to preach.
神虽然按他的预知预定一切，
even though God has designated for everything and know everything,
人还是要对自己的决定负完全的责任。
humans, individuals, we should be responsible for our decisions.
必须自己决定接受或者拒绝基督所预备的救赎。
We must ourselves to decide to accept the predestined plan.
神的预定是根据他的预知。
So God predefined because he know that already.
什么是神的预知？
So what is God's foreknow?
因为他是神，他有一切的主权。
Because he is the God, he has the authority.
他知道一切。
He knows everything.
在亘古，神已经预先知道那些因信而将成为他子民的人。
So、God pre-know those children of what it predefined to be his children, even in the ancient times.
在亘古，神已经预先知道谁会接纳他，就预先为那人做了特定的安排。
So in theAncient time, God already made plans for those who would believe in Him.
这包括了得救、成圣与得荣耀。
This includes this salvation and get the glory.
因此，虽然是神的预定
，That's the what God has predefined.
乃是根据神预知谁会接受，谁会拒绝。
It is because God already knew ahead of time who will believe, who will reject.
从人的角度，人要为他自己的决定负责。
So in terms of humans' perspective, we should be responsible for our own decisions.
神是先知后定这个次序，就是说得救的人是神所知道。预定要学基督的榜样。
So God has the ability to know ahead of time and make plans for it. So that's the example.
神为什么预定我们学基督的榜样呢？
So why God predefined that we should follow Jesus as example?
目的是使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
The purpose is to make his son as the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
长子并不仅指出生的次序。
The firstborn does not only mean the sequence of a born.
更是指一个人的地位。
More or less, it means the status.
在希伯来文中，长子表示这人有特别尊贵的身份。
In Hebrews, the firstborn has the most important status.
所以神预知、预定，又使信徒效法基督的榜样的原因，就是要使他儿子在神的大家庭中得到最高荣耀的地位。
So God knows ahead of time and make the plans. The purpose is to make his son as to have the special status among the brothers, sisters, the whole family.
在三十节讲到了神实现他所预定计划的次序。
In the verse 30, God talk about the sequence to make this plan.
一共有四个步骤。
There are four steps.
首先是预定，这包括了预知、拣选和预定。
The first is predestined. It actually means to know that and to select and to call.
三十节说，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所以第二步是呼召。
The second step is to call, and in the 30s, it said those he predestined, he also called.
神借着外面福音的传扬和里面圣灵的启示来呼召人。
God calls people through the combination of the preaching from outside and also for the spiritual help internally.
每一个信徒都是神所呼召的人。
Every believer is called by the Lord.
所招来的人又称他们为义，所以第三步就是称义。
The third step is he justified.
这是因信而得救的结果。
This is the result of a justification through belief.
可以与神和好，成为圣洁，得到儿女的名分。
So reconcile with the Lord to get the title of the children of God.
所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
So through the justification, he also glorified.
所以最后一步是得荣耀。
So the last step is to get the glory.
也就是身体得赎，磨成神儿子的形象。
That is also salvation of our bodies in the image of the firstborn.
我们现在都是在称义之后。
Right now we are in the in somewhere after the justification.
我们正朝着得荣耀奔跑向前。
We are working towards the glorification.
在还没有得到那完全的荣耀之前，我们都需要追求生命的长进，在成圣的道路上来奔跑。
Before we get the we go glories, and we need to continue to make progress to improve on the way to the glorified direction.
得荣耀是神对他儿女所预定计划的最后的一步。
That is the last step for God's plan for His children to be glorified.
这也是在神既定的目的中。
This is also the predefined by the Lord.
所以是好像已经实现般的确定。
This is a reassurance of the plan.
原文得荣耀这个动词是过去式。
In the original verse, Bible verse, it's a past tense, glorified.
就说明说信徒得荣耀的事，在神的心中是既定的事，神不愿意失去任何一个已经蒙拣选的人。
That means, for the believers, the being glorified, that it's already happened, it's already planned. God did not want His believers to be out of his kingdom.
神既然根据他的预知已经拣选了我们。
God has selected us based on his foreknowing knowledge.
他一定会看顾我们。
He definitely will take care of us.
让万事一起来，让爱神的人得益处。
For the good of everything and for those people who love him.
今天即使我们是在患难之中
Today, sometime even we may be in the troubles
都是为了我们的益处
That is also for the good of our benefit
神都有他的美意
God has a good plan
神的大能的手会按他既定的计划带领我们得到那完全的荣耀
God's powerful hand will guide us to reach his destination
我们继续看31节到34节的经文来看父神的保证
Let's continue to look at the assurance or guarantee of God through the verse 31st
这也是神对每一个信徒得救所给予的一个确据
This is assurance that God has given every believer's evidence
也是告诉我们信徒在主里地位的稳固。
It also tells us that we have stabilities in his stability of in his kingdom.
31节说，即使这样，还有什么是说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢
？The verse 31st. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us.Who can be against us?
神所做的事情必定要成就。
The plan, God's planned stuff will be fulfilled.
所以保罗说，神既然定义要我们得荣耀，那么谁也不能拦阻我们达到那个境地的。
That's the reason why Paul said, if God has a plan for us to do it, nobody can stop us from reaching the goal.
救恩是神自己主动的作为。
Salvation is actively being done by God.
我们有什么好说的呢？
So what have more to say?
既然是神定义要把救恩赐给我们，那没有任何事情可以夺去我们这样的救恩的。
If God has a plan to give us this salvation, nobody can take it away.
31节说神若帮助我们。
The verse 31, so if God is for us,
这里并不是讲说神如果帮助我们。
It didn't talk about that, assuming God is helping us.
不是假设，而是肯定的。
It's not an assumption, it's a definitely.
这若啊，原文希腊文的意思是既然。
In the Greek, it's talked about its sense.
神既然帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
Since God is for us, who can be against us?
这里抵挡不是在讲一个信徒信了之后就一定凡事顺利。
Here it talks about the against someone or something against us. It didn't talk about that for Christians. Everything will be good, smooth.
我们都会遇到一些困难。
Sooner or later, we will facing challenges.
我们信主之后都没有天色长蓝的。
Even after we believe in Lord, God, and the sky is not always blue.
保罗自己的经历也是这样。
Even the experience of Paul, talk about that.
你看像保罗在提摩太后书三章十二节说，凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
In Paul, the second Timothy, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
彼得在彼得前书五章八节也说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, be alert and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
因为我们仍然活在一个罪恶的世界中。
Because we live in an evil time world.
因为魔鬼的种种试探。
There's temptations from devils.
因为我们里面的罪性和私欲的引诱。
Because our selfishness and our sinful natures.
的确，我们会遭遇许多的难处。
Absolutely, we will facing many adversities.
甚至我们会跌倒。
Sometime we will fall.
但是保罗说，神既然帮助我们。
However, Paul said, since God is for us,
神既然已经拣选我们，呼召我们。
Since God has selected us, has called us,
神既然已经称我们为义。
God has justified us.
神既然已经应许我们将来要得荣耀。
God has given us a promise that we will get the glory.
神就要看顾我们，让得荣耀这在神心中既定的事必须要实现。
God will take care of us and the glorification step will be fulfilled.
所以信徒不会永远跌倒。
For believers, we will not fall all the time.
信徒也不会永远沉沦。
We will not falling down forever.
神大能的手会按他既定的计划带领我们得到那完全的荣耀。
God's powerful hand will continue to guide us to on the track to His glory.
那保罗真的是非常的肯定耶。
Paul is absolutely sure about that.
他为什么有这样的确据呢？
So why Paul has such a confidence?
32节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Verse 32, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him,graciously give us all things.
中文圣经讲不爱惜自己的儿子。
In the Chinese Bible, it said, did not spare his own son.
有的时候引起一些误解，可能英文版的圣经的翻译更比较意思更容易明白。
Sometimes the English verse is easier to understand, and the Chinese verse may be a little bit confusing.
英文版说 He who did not spare his own son, 或者说 He who did not withhold even his own son.
So just like He did not spare his own son.
保罗以神赐下他的儿子来证明神必看顾我们。
Paul used the example that God did not spare his own son, gave us his own son to prove his point.
神最爱的独生子他都赐给我们了。
The son and the only son he loves, God gave him to us.
这样的话神岂不把万物和他一同赐给我们吗？
So is that the same thing God has given everything else give us?
我们人常常把万物看得比神儿子更为重要。
Many times we humans regard everything else more important than his son.
我们常常以神是不是供应了我一切生活的需用，或者神是不是已经赐给我非常丰盛的财富来作为神是否爱我的凭据。
Many times we mistakenly to regard if God has given us lots of things as the evidence if he loves us or not.
但是在神来看，他的爱子比万物更宝贵的多。
However, in God's perspective, his son is more valuable and important than everything else.
他的爱子，他已经把他的爱子赐给我们，为我们死了。
He has already give us his son and only son and died for us.
那么万物在神眼中真的就不算什么了。
So for everything else in God's eyes actually means nothing.
他当然愿意把万物也赐给我们。
Of course, he is willing to give us all things.
约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
John chapter 3, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神把唯一的爱子赐给人类。
God gave his one and only son to human beings.
不仅道成肉身来到人间，还要他为人的罪在十字架上受死。
Not only come into flesh for the people, and also died for the sins of us.
约翰一书四章九节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
Also in book of John, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the worldthat we might live through him. This is a love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
约翰福音十一章前面记载到玛利亚和马大，她姐妹两个打发人去见耶稣，要告诉耶稣他们的兄弟拉撒路病了。
So in John chapter 11, talk about Mary and her sister Martha, and they went to Jesus. He said, Lord, the one you love is sick.
他们当时怎么说的呢？他们是说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So that's what they told Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
不是我们爱神有多少，是神爱我们有多少。
It is not how much we loved the Lord. It is how much God loves us.
在耶稣基督钉死在十字架这一件事上，神已经具体表明他对我们的爱。
God has revealed His love to us through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
不论我们处在怎么样的一个光景之中，神必定看顾我们。
Regardless of where we are and how bad the situation is, God always loves us.
所以33节说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
This is also the verse 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
保罗说没有人能够控告基督徒。
Paul said, nobody can bring charge against Christians.
因为神已经称我们为义。
Because God already justified us.
因为神已经宣判我们无罪了。
So God already make a justification that we are not sinful anymore.
有时候有些人对自己的得救有怀疑。
Sometimes people is questioning their savings.
可能是过去犯了许多的罪。
Very possibly committed many sins before.
在得救之后还是常常受到良心的控告。
So always suffering for the thoughts after the salvation.
或者因为所犯的罪一直没有对付清楚而始终良心不安。
Or sometimes feel that they haven't paid for the sins and their conscience was working.
这种控告是魔鬼的作为。
This type of thought is the action of Satan.
是魔鬼利用叫我们灰心跌倒的。
So it's a Satan's act to make us tumble.
主耶稣彼得在三次不认主之前，主耶稣就已经跟他讲过。
Even before Peter denied our Lord three times, Jesus already told him.
主耶稣对他说：“撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后。”要兼顾你的弟兄。
Jesus said, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
撒旦要利用各样的伎俩来控告我们，来试探我们。
Satan will use all means to test us.
他要使我们失去信心。
His purpose is let us lose faith.
但是主已经先为我们祈求，使我们坚固，不致失去信心。
However, God has prayed for us and to strengthen us, so we will hold on to our belief.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
So who can bring charge for those God has chosen?
如果神已经称你为义，还有谁能够控告你呢？
If God has justified us, who else can bring charge to you?
不论是撒旦、世上的人，或者是你自己，都不能再控告你。
So not only Satan, but also everybody else, including yourself,will not bring charges on to yourself.
神已经称你为义了，就没有人能够否定你这称义的地位。
God has justified us, and nobody else will deny the status of justification.
这是我们可以有的确据，也是神给我们的保证。
This is evidence and also the guarantee God has given us.
34节，如果我们看中文圣经那个小字的翻译可能更容易懂。34节小字的翻译，谁能定他们的罪呢？是已经死了而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求的基督耶稣吗？
So in the verse 34, if you look at the fine print of the Chinese translation, In the English, who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, is also interceding for us.
是的，有上帝称我们为义，有谁还能够定我们的罪呢？
So if God justifies us, who can bring charges for us?
难道是替我们死的基督会定我们的罪吗？
So is that Jesus Christ who died for us will bring charge to us?
除了基督还有人能够定我们的罪吗？
So except Jesus Christ, who else can bring the charge to us?
耶稣基督有权定罪。
Jesus Christ has authority to bring charges.
可是他不定我们的罪，反而他在上帝的右边来替我们祈求。
So however, he did not bring charge to us, and he is interceding for us in the right hand of God.
希伯来书七章二十五节说，凡靠着基督进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to interceding for them.
主耶稣不但为我们死，而且从死里复活，在上帝的右边一直替我们代祷祈求，他要拯救我们到底。
Not only Jesus died for our sins, he also continued to pray for us,and to save us to the end.
要让我们达到那个得荣耀的地步。
So we can reach the destination of a glorified.
这是神的爱，这是神对我们的一种完全的爱。
This is a God's love, it's a complete love from God.
主耶稣就像大祭司一样，做我们和神之间的中保。
So Jesus Christ is like a high priest.He is the delegate between we and the God.
他做人的代表，在神面前为我们代求。
He represent us and pray for us.
同时他也做神的代表，使我们能够确信，使我们能够有确据，神会宽恕我们，不再受到自己良心的谴责，不再受到撒旦的控告。
In the same time, he is also the representative of the Lord, and he helps us to make sure that God has forgiven us, and he continues to pray for us, and so we will not be attacked by Satan.
主耶稣这位大祭司，他在上帝右边替我们的代祷和祈求。乃是我们信徒每一天生活中属灵征战得胜的根源。
So this is the source of every Christians that we are fighting to win, just because Jesus is praying in the right hand of God for us.
35节到39节讲到基督不停止爱我们，任何东西都不能让我们与神的爱分离。
From verse 35 to 39, you talk about that Christ continuously loves us and nothing will separate us from the love of Christ.
保罗在35节说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
So here Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecutions or famines or nakedness or danger or sword?
保罗在这里提到了七样苦难，都是他自己曾经经历过的。
So Paul mentioned seven adversities that he experienced by himself.
那先说患难，保罗曾经多次遭遇患难。
First, look at the troubles. Actually, Paul encountered the troubles many times.
但是患难并没有使他与基督的爱隔绝，反而在患难中，他表现出他的忠心与勇敢。
However, the trouble did not separate Paul from the love of Christ, and actually it's more enhanced the Paul's loyal to the Lord.
哥林多后书一章四节到七节，保罗讲到患难对他的益处。
In 2 Corinthians, and Paul talk about the trouble, the benefit of a trouble he encountered.
从那几节的经文，我们就可以看出，他不但没有因为受到患难而退后，反而认定患难是神的好意。
From those verses, Paul talk about that he didn't lose his heart through this troubles. Actually, he pointed out the benefit of these troubles.
他认定这些患难是要叫他得到造就。
He believed that those troubles is to make him stronger.
还有像困苦逼迫也都是保罗切身的经历。
For all those hardship persecutions, he experienced them all.
像他在哥林多后书四章八节九节说，我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
So also what he mentioned, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed,but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed.
保罗为福音遭遇困苦。
Paul has been persecuted through the preaching of a gospel.
但是困苦并不能够使他跌倒。
However, these troubles did not make him fall.
保罗在第一次的宣教旅程的时候，我们从使徒行传13章14章我们就可以看到他曾多次为主受逼迫。
So from his first trip in the Acts, when Paul was preaching gospel, he was persecuted many times.
但是他没有抱怨，也没有因此就不爱主，反而更加的坚强，更乐意为主受逼迫。
However, he did not complain, and he did not fall, and did not fail, and he is more than eager to continue work for the Lord.
在哥林多后书十一章，保罗讲到他做使徒所受的患难，就包括了饥饿、赤身露体和危险。
In Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, for all those adversities,that he had experienced, including those hardships, the nakedness, and the hunger.
哥林多后书十一章二十六节说，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
So in the Corinthians, verse 26, I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from the rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, and in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have no hunger and thirst, have often gone without food.I have been cold and naked.
保罗曾经为主经历各样的危险，又曾经多次为主受饥饿，甚至赤身露体。
Paul has went through many dangers and many times hungry, thirsty, and without clothes.
他经过这一切的苦难之后，保罗在快要殉道之前，却蛮有信心地宣告说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
After all those hardships, and before he died for the Christ, and he declared that now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
可见当他忠心地跑完了他当跑的路程之后，这一切的苦难并不能够使他与基督的爱隔绝。
Obviously, after all this journey with the hardships, and they did not separate him from the love of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，你是不是也在苦难之中？
So brothers, sisters, are you in the hardship now?
你是不是正在经历某种的逼迫呢？
Are you going through certain persecutions?
你是不是感到很灰心，很沮丧呢？
Are you disappointed sometime?
你是不是甚至求问神，为什么这些事会临到我呢？
So have you ever asked the Lord that why me?
彼得前书四章十二节十三节的经文，我念新汉语译本。亲爱的弟兄们，有火一般的试炼临到你们，要考验你们，你们不要觉得奇怪，好像有什么奇怪的事发生在你们身上，你们反而要喜乐，因为你们既然在基督所受的苦上有份，这样你们在他的荣耀显现的时候也可以大大的喜乐。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as muchas you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
我们基督徒因为基督的名而受到逼迫，受到像火一般的试炼的时候，我们不要把它看为奇怪。
So as Christians, sometimes we may get in the persecutions. We should not be strange, feel strange about that.
这样的事对我们不是奇怪，也不是特别的。
Those things are not so special and strange.
我们应该领悟，这是很平常的，是主要用逼迫和试炼来炼尽我们的生命。
Well, we should understand that this is fairly common, and God has using those trials to cleanse us.
逼迫和试炼是派定给我们的。
Persecution and the trials are the byproduct of believing in Jesus Christ.
在今世受苦是我们的命定。
Persecution in today's life is already been planned.
我们要为此欢喜。
We should rejoice about that.
因为在末日我们要分享基督的荣耀，我们要进入荣耀里。
Because at the end of the world, we should share this joy. We will enter into the glories.
最后三节37到39节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
From verse 37 to 39, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗在这里讲到得胜的秘诀，就是靠着爱我们的主，靠着主我们就能在一切的事上得胜有余。
Paul talked about the secret to win is because Jesus loved us.
得胜有余，就是说不但胜过患难，胜过仇敌的攻击，而且在征战过去之后还有多余的力量，这并不是勉强侥幸的得胜。
So our win is not just to barely win over these hardships or the evil demons. It's we have a one side winning completely.And we have additional love.
使徒行传十六章记载保罗和希拉被关在腓立比监狱中的情形。
So in the Acts, it's talk about that Paul and his brother disciple, they were trapped in the, they were held in prison.
他们在那里没有抱怨，也没有怀疑神。
They did not complain and question about the God.
反而他们在那里唱诗赞美神。
However, they were singing the hymns and to praise the Lord.
结果地大震动，监门立刻全开，后来他们带领禁主和他全家信主，这就是得胜有余。
So that example that when they were singing and the earth was shaken and all the prison doors were open, and he also led all those guard, prison guard and his, their families to believe in Lord Christ.
38节39节这里提到了十件事，如果我们很简单的来分，就是关于物质界的和关于属灵界的。
So the verse 39 and 38-39 talk about 10 things. Actually, if you categorize them, some of them belong to this material side and some of them belong to spiritual.
不论今世的或者来世的任何事物，都没有任何能力或权柄可以叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
So neither the present nor the future, or any powers, and or nor anything else, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Because This love is in our Jesus Christ.
既然没有能胜过基督的，当然就没有能使我们与基督的爱隔绝的了。
Because nothing can defeat Jesus Christ, and consequently, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
神的管辖与治理范围的广阔远远超出我们的想象。
So God's control and His reign of this world is beyond our imagination.
涵盖了整个受造界和历史的一切。
It covers the whole, everything has been created, also this, the whole history.
我们不要为我们属灵生命有一些无谓的担心和恐惧。
We shouldn't be, afraid of those kind of unfounded, afraid of our spirit.
保罗在今天这段经文中要我们去了解由复活来赋予意义的生命。
Paul want us to learn that through this verse we can find the meaning of life and to find that this life is from salvation.
由复活来赋予意义的生命，要因为神永恒宽广的爱而茁壮与成长。
So our life will continue to grow because God has this eternal love and the wide love.
虽然我们人的观念受到世俗思想的影响。
So obviously, our perspectives are influenced about this world.
我们人的思维也是很有限。
Our thought has limitations.
有时候我们难以想象这种生命。
Sometimes it's harder to fathom this type of life.
但是跟随耶稣的人就是住在这复活的天地当中。
However, for everybody who follows Jesus,lived in this world of salvation.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you.
你在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Even before you created this world, and you have selected us through Christ.
使我们在你面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So we can be holy in front of you.
又因爱我们，就按自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
So because of your love, and you give us the title of the children through Jesus Christ, your firstborn.
我们为你自己所预定的美意来感谢神。
We thank you for this predestined, wonderful thought.
我们也为你应许我们必得进入荣耀里来感谢神。
We also thank you for your promise that we will enter into the glorious land.
虽然我们在世的生活有苦难，
although we may facing the adversities,
但是你帮助我们，你已经称我们为义了。
However, you help us and you also justified us.
我们就没有任何的担心与惧怕。
So we have no worry and fears.
我们愿意定睛仰望在主的身上。
We are willing to look upon you, put our focus onto you.
来盼望进入荣耀的日子里。
We are waiting for the day to enter into glory.
我要为在座每一个家庭来献上祷告。
I will pray for everyone and their families here.
求主亲自赐福保守每一个家庭。
So may our Lord bless and help each of the family.
让我们真实能够在这世上过一个得胜有余的生活。
So we can have a winning life in this world.
谢谢恩主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.